I have a feeling that I might end up saying this a lot during Lent, since we're going through the parables of Jesus, but tonight's sermon text is one of my very favorite parables, the parable of the sower from Matthew 13. So if you're able, please rise for the hearing of the gospel, and we read it in Jesus' holy name. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak in parables? And he answered them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that said, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears can barely hear, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what is sown along the path. As for what is sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a little while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown in the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you again for this opportunity to gather. Lord, as we look at another parable, I pray that you would show us our sin and point us to Jesus. Lord, strengthen our faith in him. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know if you guys noticed, but this past year, my wife Gretchen, she decided she was going to start a garden. If you hadn't, well, not now because it's dark, but if you wait until it's light out and then head to the fellowship hall and look out the windows, you can actually see the raised boxes that she and Gordon built together. Gretchen and Gordon spent a lot of time getting things set up, getting things ready and just so. And then Gretchen planted the garden, she watered the garden, she pulled the weeds, and at harvest time, we had a massive crop to bring in. There were about 5 cherry tomatoes, a small watermelon that was not edible, and a whole bunch of zucchini. You see, the wind and the animals destroyed or consumed everything else. The soil was good, the garden was cared for, and yet the weather had its way. And the bunnies and the deer ate everything but the zucchini. And you know what? I don't blame them because zucchini's gross and I wouldn't eat it either. But seeing all the hard work Gretchen put in this summer, only to see a few things survive in the garden, it helps bring a slightly different perspective to this parable of the sower for me. In this parable, the sower goes out and he just throws seed all over the place. He doesn't discriminate. He just tosses out the seed, and wherever it lands, he seems to be completely fine with. It hits the path, the road. It falls on rocks. It falls among the weeds, and it also falls on that good, well-prepared soil. It's almost as if this sower doesn't really know what he's doing. It's as if he doesn't know how to do his job properly. Because the crop is only going to grow if it gets sown into the good ground and then is properly cared for. The sower could have just as well taken the rest of the seed and dumped it in the trash for all the good it was going to do. There's no way it was going to grow among the reed or the rocks or the weeds, and it definitely wasn't going to grow on the path. And if Gretchen's garden is any indication, even that seed sown into good soil might have a bit of a tough time surviving as well. Jesus goes on and explains what these soils are in his parable. He says the path is like the person who hears the word of God but doesn't understand it. He doesn't get it. And before he can understand it and come to faith, anything that was sown into his heart, the devil shows up and snatches away. Jesus explains the rocky ground is like the person who hears the word of God joyfully, but it doesn't take any root in his life. So when difficult times come, especially any sort of persecution for his faith, this person is like, no, you know what, I was just kidding. I don't really believe any of that. Then you have the weedy soil. This is the person that hears the word. But you know what? For that person, though they might hear the word and understand some of it, life is just more important. The pleasures and joys, along with the struggles and toil of daily life, are more important to the person. Finally, Jesus explains the good soil is the person who accepts the word of God with faith and then goes on to bear much good fruit. So the question needs to be asked then, what kind of soil are you? What kind of soil am I? Are you the hard path soil? Does the word of God come to you and fall on deaf ears? Do you show up here in church because you feel like you have to, but then don't really listen to the word as it's proclaimed? If so, you'll end up leaving here not trusting Christ at all. Or you may be like the rocky soil. You come to church, you listen to the word, and maybe you even get excited about it. Maybe you're a history junkie and there was something cool and historical in the sermon, or maybe you like Greek words and there was a neat one that you can go home and tell people about. Or maybe there was a good story, a good illustration that made you laugh. Or maybe just something that resonated with a part of your life. But then as soon as you leave church, you don't internalize the word. It goes in one ear and it goes right out the other, and nothing takes root in your life. What's going to happen to you when trouble and persecution come? Will that type of faith survive? Maybe you're the weedy soil. Maybe you come and you show up and you hear the word, and maybe even take a little time to meditate on it. It doesn't just go in one ear and out the other. And yet, once you get into the world, life is still much more important than the word of God. Jesus matters to you on Sunday morning, and life matters to you the rest of the time, everything in its own nice, easy compartment. Is that true saving faith? Or maybe yet you're the good soil. Maybe you show up at church and you do it with joy. Maybe you listen to the word of God and you receive it, trusting in it, and it takes deep root in your lives. Maybe you leave here and Jesus is the center of your life day in and day out, not just on Sunday mornings. Maybe you're a person who bathes yourself in the word of God every day, and the cares of this life are never more important than your faith. And not only that, you're going out and bearing the fruit of good works and sharing your faith with everyone who will listen. So which one of these four soils are you? As I look at these four soils and think about my own life, I have to confess that I think I'm actually all four soils. You see, it might sound strange to you, but there are times where even as your pastor, I wake up on Sunday mornings and the last thing I want to do is put on my suit and come to church and teach and preach. I'd rather shut off the alarm and go back to sleep. There are times in my life where I let the Word of God just slip in one ear and out the other and just move on without giving it another thought. There are times where I get so consumed with the pleasures and the stresses of life that they end up crowding out all spiritual things. And yet there are other times where I hear the Word of God and it's life to me. It's a comfort to my weary soul. It's the only thing I can think about and consider. I think this is actually true about all of us. At different times in our lives, we're all four different kinds of soil. Now, we might think that the point of this parable is that we should pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, that we should get to work and make ourselves into the best possible soil, ready to receive the Word of God, that we should hurry up and pick out all the rocks and pull out all the weeds and till the hard ground so we're ready to receive the seed that is the Word of God so that we can bear much fruit. But that isn't how this farming thing works. You don't just walk up to a patch of ground and tell it to make itself ready and watch while it does it. Instead, the farmer needs to go out and till the soil, pick the rocks, pull the weeds, add fertilizer, and make the soil ready for seed. And then the farmer also needs to care for the crop, watering it and making sure it has what it needs to grow and to produce. And that's what this parable of Jesus is teaching. Remember how it looked like that sower was foolish and didn't know how to do his job, just throwing seed everywhere, even though it wouldn't grow? He was doing that because the seed he was casting was not just a normal seed, but it was the Word of God. And the Word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, right? God's Word does stuff. As Paul says, God's Word, his gospel, is God's power unto salvation. He also says that faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of Christ. It is that seed of the gospel that comes to us, and it breaks up the hard soil of our hearts. It plucks the rocks, it pulls the weeds, and it makes us into good soil, ready to receive the gospel with faith. It allows us to trust in the finished work of Christ and stake our very lives upon it. Because the truth of the matter is, we can never make ourselves good enough to receive the gifts that God gives. Instead, Scripture teaches us that while we were yet sinners, while we were still enemies with God, Christ died for us. And it's to sinners, broken, sinful human people, that Christ comes in word and sacrament and offers everything that the perfect life and all of atoning death of Jesus accomplished. So throughout this season of Lent, this season where we should be focused on confession and on repentance, turn and confess that you haven't been a good enough soil. Turn and confess that you have not borne enough fruit, that you are still a wretched sinner. But as you do, also remember that Christ died even for you and paid the price even for your sin. Remember that his victory over sin, death, and the devil is enough even for you. Remember that he is the one that makes you into good soil, which accepts that gospel, which trusts in him, and finally bears his fruit. So trust the sower who offers to you the finished work of Jesus Christ, and go living in light of his abundant and unending mercies. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, your word is truth. We thank you again for this parable of the sower. And thank you for the gift that is that seed. The gospel, your power unto salvation, that gift that turns us into good soil, that gift that brings us to faith and allows us to bear fruit in you. May we always trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ for us. We pray this, Lord, in your holy name. Amen.